This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Hello there, welcome to Party Line on a Monday morning. Want to thank our sponsors, Wealthy Custom Exteriors. Wealthy works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, we are your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I was here all weekend.
I know you was. I was just seeing if it was nice. It was nice outside, wasn't it? A little muddy.
I don't know, was it?
It was crazy outside. I think the snow that we were supposed to get, we got a little bit Saturday morning. It was kind of weird. And then a little bit, what was it, yesterday morning? Too?
Yeah.
It was a little thicker.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I know you had the legislative breakfast, and that just started things Saturday morning. And then you was in here. I got up this morning, and I was looking online on my phone, and I saw several different stories you put on Clinton County Daily News. You and Patty Parks, I think, had put a few up there over the weekend. So I knew you was in here working. Plus, I drove past a couple times and saw your car here. So the WILO Skywatch weather forecast is sunshine early, then partly cloudy this afternoon, a high 42, mostly clear tonight, a low at 28, and some sunshine again tomorrow, mainly till midday. Then cloudy skies, a high 48, 32 tomorrow night with an overnight low, and then cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain on Wednesday with a high 48. Looking ahead, I'm seeing 50s for the daytime highs, Ken. This is encouraging.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, 60 with a chance of rain, so boy, we'll take that, but boy, that rain would be messy if we got much at all.
Yeah,
you know?
It will be.
It's 29 now from your official weather station, WILO. And I got up bright and early Saturday morning and came in, warmed up the van, and was down at the Frankfort Community Public Library by 8:30, I think. And it was the third annual Women's Expo. And boy, I tell you what, we were setting up and the vendors were setting up and everything, Kim. But at 10 o'clock when it opened, that's when everybody started coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a lot of men there, too. So they had accompanied their wives and came along for the ride as well. And they had 35 raffle drawings and just a good time. I always have a good time down there at the library doing remotes. And then at 1 o'clock, Bill Gann and myself set up for the Holocaust survivor and forgiveness advocate Eva Kaur speaking in the theater at 1 o'clock. We had just about 3 minutes of rough audio getting started there, but we got it on track, and I stuck around for that presentation. Have you ever seen her, Ken?
No.
Wow, it was very powerful. She was a twin, and she was talking about how the Germans thought that was pretty cool, so they decided to experiment on her and her sister. And she was telling us about that. And just kind of a sad story, too, with her talking about, thank you very much. Yeah, it's nice that's working again, isn't it? Inside joke there. But to hear her talking about they got off the train being taken to Auschwitz, and they took her mom and her sister, and she never saw them again. You know, it's just kind of hard to think about that. But it was very compelling for 45 minutes or so, and then they had a couple questions, and Eva seemed to be doing all right. She said she was having, she was feeling under the weather a little bit, and her immune system is not what it used to be. So we had a good time. Wake up there, Ken. I'm going to have to step aside there and smack you in the head.
No, you won't either.
Ken's tired this morning.
Ken's not 100% by a long shot this
morning.
Yeah.
Okay, I had to pause for coffee break there. Well, let's get Michael on the horn here and see how he's doing on this cold Monday morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Kevin and Ken? Ken's under the weather, is he?
No, he's just tired.
I'm tired.
Tired. What'd you do all weekend? I heard you on the radio 24/7. What were you doing?
I was in here all weekend, and I didn't get enough sleep when I did get a chance to sleep.
His fingers are tired. He was typing all weekend.
Oh, making up his stories.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Well, Mr. Greeno left one bit of history out the other day when he called in, so I thought I'd tell it to you.
Okay, yeah, he called up to follow up to what you were talking about. He enjoyed,
oh, did he?
Yeah, he enjoys our conversations.
Okay. Well, this comes out of that Frankfurt storybook that I bought at the library, which was made in 56, I guess. But it says hotels. Kevin, I know you probably don't know anything about it, but Ken, have you ever seen a picture of the Coulter Hotel?
Don't believe I have.
I've seen a couple pictures on Richard's website.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Quite a fancy place, really.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, Frankfurt had three hotels. The largest of these is the Coulter Hotel. It was located at 1 South Jackson Street, where the parking lot is now for Hy-Vee Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And the hotel was established in 1879. It has 64 rooms and 39 baths.
Can you imagine what that looked like sitting there on that corner, how beautiful that would have been?
It was beautiful, yes. If you've got the Frankfurt story, a pictorial history written by Helen Grove, there's a picture of it in there.
Mm-hmm. What year did they tear that down about, do you know?
Well, she said it was established in 1878, and she said it lasted almost a century. So
okay.
And it's probably in the late 60s, early 70s. I really don't know. I wasn't living in Frankfurt at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But then it talks about the Frankfurt Hotel, and it was located at 213 North Main Street. It was established in 1908. The hotel has 35 rooms and 8 baths. And then the third one was
Where was that at?
Well, Michael? The bank on the corner of Washington and Main.
Yeah, is that Regions?
Yes.
I'm not sure what the name of that one is. Now, it used to be Clinton County Bank and Trust.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that hotel was right attached to the building, right behind on the alley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Still is.
Frankfurt Hotel.
All right.
And then it says the Mary's Hotel is located at 352 North Main Street. The hotel has 23 rooms and 2 baths.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you something. If there's 22 people there and I'm the 23rd one and I got to go, someone's going to get wet.
Yeah. Have to step out to the alley or something.
Well, you got that right. Too bad.
Maybe the rooms were a little cheaper since you had to share the restroom. I don't know.
Then I got some news for you about Wilo.
Okay.
I went to Kokomo Friday and I thought, I'm going to see if I can find Wilo FM.
Yeah.
Well, I did. I was in front of the, do you know where the new Aldi store is up there?
I've got a pretty good idea.
It's where Sears used to be. They tore Sears down.
Yeah.
Aldi. But anyway, it was coming in. It was not real good, but I could understand it. But then I switched over to AM, and Wilo was coming in like I was in Frankfurt.
Yeah, that AM is an unbelievable signal for being 250 watts.
Yeah, and usually in Kokomo, I can't get either one of them, AM or FM. Get Shiny 99, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
I think it was you, Kevin, I'm not sure, interviewed a guy about the IRS, was a week ago or so?
Yes, sir.
And I called in, well, I got in just as he hung up, and so I didn't get a chance to talk to him, and I'm not sure he could answer this, but I'll ask you too, maybe you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a car that I want to sell, say I'm asking $12,000 for it,
mm-hmm.
Some guy comes along, gives me $12,000, do I have to report that as income on my at the end of the year?
You know, that's a great question. I've always heard that if it's anything $10,000 or less.
Or less.
Yeah, you don't have to report it as income or don't have to report it at all on your taxes. But I'm not a tax guy, so I'm not for sure. Mm-hmm. But it seems like I remember $10,000 being the threshold.
Okay, well, if you trade it in, of course, you don't have to do anything because you're paying more money to buy another car. But
right, plus the taxes and stuff,
that,
yeah.
So I thought I'd ask him. I didn't know if he knew or not.
You got a car for sale?
No, not really.
Yeah, okay.
But about 25 years ago when my wife left me, I sold a lot of them.
Right.
And my sister said something about, well, I had 29 at that time, and I got down to 8. And my sister said, now, you going to declare this on your tax? And I said, well, what are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
So I didn't do it. I spent the money. I went out and bought me a new car. I didn't want to get caught.
Well, I doubt they'll come back after you 25 years, but you never know. They might be listening, so you might get a knock at the door.
Yeah, that's true. And then, I guess it was last week, Russell called in the same time I did, and you had he and me talking together.
Yeah.
He was in Kokomo at that time. I used to live on West Mulberry in Kokomo, 1100 block, and every now and then if I'm up there and happen to be going that way, coming home maybe, I drive by the house just to look at it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's in better shape than it was when I had it, but it's old place, and there's a Wilo Chrysler minivan about a block west of that sitting there, so I figure you guys must have somebody that lives in Kokomo that works for you and got one of your minivans.
Well, we've got two minivans. We keep one here in Frankfort, and we have one that we let Scott Allen, our program director for Shine 99 and also our Kokomo sales manager.
Okay.
Was it a Shine 99 van that was kind of yellow and black?
Well, I can't remember the color, but it's got writing all over it.
Yeah, it was probably Shine 99 van because Wilo's not on that one, but the one we keep here in Frankfort, if you drive up here to West Barner, we have Wilo on one side and Shine 99 on the other, so when we go to a remote, we can just park according to the appropriate station we're covering.
Well, I've driven by and I've seen it, and I'm glad you guys are driving Chrysler minivan since that's where I'm retired.
Yeah, you're retired from there, aren't you?
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
they've been good vans. Yeah, we've
good.
Got a good Wilo van.
Also, where's Larry? I haven't heard him for several days.
He called me a couple days last week.
Did he? Yeah. First of the week, but towards the end. I hope I'm not taking his time up.
No, I don't think that's the case. I get to see who all is on hold and everything here through a computer screen. But no, sometimes Larry will go 4 or 5 days or even a week or two without calling us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I enjoy hearing him, and so I want to say hi to him. Hi, Larry.
He'll appreciate that.
Well, Ken, you get some sleep tonight.
He's yawning right now. He can't answer you.
All right.
He just got some sleep, so he should be good now. He just had a
just right while I was talking.
Yeah,
no. I've been told I put people to sleep.
Michael, hopefully we'll see you Wednesday, brother. For the
I'm
going
to try to be there. Sounds like the weather's going to be good.
Yep.
I'll be driving my Chrysler minivan. I'll match yours. Mine's all rusted and beat out. All right. Take care.
All right, buddy.
Bye bye.
Bye. Always appreciate Michael giving us a call from the. I think the southeastern part of the county, he said the other day. So we've got a couple minutes left here in the first portion of Party Line, 15 minutes to be exact. And coming up at 9 o'clock, I'll be speaking with Joyce Short. She is the author of 3 books on sexual assault. She's also a TED Talks presenter, if you're familiar with TED Talks. And so we'll be talking with her coming up here at 9 o'clock. Here in a couple days, it's going to get busy and hairy around here. We'll have the Ag Day coming up on Wilo on Wednesday. We're going to start things at 9:30, Ken, right after Party Line here. So I need to have at least one microphone already ran. So we were figuring out the logistics of everything a few minutes ago, me, you, and Melissa Miller. So we'll start things sharp at 9:30, right after Wilo's Party Line. We'll go till about 2 o'clock that day. We'll take a break at 11 for lunch and stuff. And going on that same day from 10 till 6 is our open house for Casper Media. You can come in. I think so far we've got Ken, you're kind of iffy, aren't you, on Wednesday, whether you're going to be around all day or not? I know you've got a ton of meetings.
Oh, I've got 12 things between Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, I'm very iffy right now.
Ken may or may not be here. It depends on when you show up, if you get a chance to meet him. I should be here all day. Melissa Miller will be here all day. Todd Berryman will be here all day. Bill Gant will be here all day. Russ Casper should be here most of the day. So everybody you hear on Wilo, no excuses for not coming down and shaking our hands and getting to meet us in person and finding out that we most of us have a face for radio. So that's why we're sitting behind a microphone and not a TV camera. Although we'll be on WiloTV.com that day for Ag Day all day. So Bill Gann has become our resident TV guy. Special thanks to Sarah Kane to Papa John. She's the general manager for Papa John's in Frankfort. They're going to be helping feed us that day. So special thanks and good morning to Sarah Kane. We'll have our infrastructure summit 1 week from Wednesday, Ken. Everything's pretty much ready to go there. We just have to reset up some microphones, too, there. So we'll be good to go. We're going to have that on WiloTV.com also. We'll also be starting that at 9:30, right after Party Line. And we'll be able to have that on WiloTV.com. Ken has 7 guests showing up, and we're going to talk infrastructure, which encompasses quite a bit. We're talking watersheds and sewer pipes and drainage ditches and potholes and other infrastructure things. So we've got an all-star lineup, okay? So make sure you join us for that. It's 9:30 to 11 a.m. in the newly remodeled WILO studios a week from this Wednesday. So there you go. Ken, this is also Severe Weather Preparedness Week. You know, what was it, last week one day they had tornadoes down south and killed a couple people in Mississippi? So you never know, but it is Severe Weather Preparedness Week this week. Started yesterday, goes through Friday, and it's just basically a time to have a plan and prepare. What would you do in the situation of a severe weather event? Now, you should purchase a weather radio if you haven't won one from us here at WILO. Of course, there's some things you can put on your phone, but the weather radio has a direct line and signal that helps with the all-hazard broadcasts from the National Weather Service. And I'm a firm believer in weather radios. And also know the difference between watches and warnings. So many times people get mixed up on this. A watch does indicate that a seriously increased possibility of a thunderstorm or tornado, while a warning indicates that there is a thunderstorm or tornado in the area. So warning, very serious. Watch is be alert. Also, make sure your members of the House know to check with WILO and their weather radio alerts to make sure that they take them seriously and have a plan. So preparing, create a preparedness kit that includes food and water for 3 days, maybe a first aid kit, flashlights, batteries, small tools. In my case, I would grab an extra pair of contacts and glasses. Keep cell phones charged. Ensure all household members have several emergency contact numbers for families and friends. And then practice. Take the household members quickly but calmly to the location they would move into a severe weather, ideally a basement. Conduct a family drill sometime this week, maybe. And then tomorrow at 10:15 a.m., statewide here in Indiana, we will be having a tornado drill. And you'll probably hear something come over the radio, and the kids will be out in the hallways at school with the books over their heads and stuff. So just be aware this week, because we're just getting started, aren't we, Ken, for severe weather. And you never know what it's going to be like in Indiana. And what is Wednesday or Thursday, the first day of spring, I think? I think maybe Friday.
I'm not sure which day it is.
Someday this week. And maybe that's why we're getting the 50s. 659-3338 or 800-447-4463 is the phone number to call. After we get through with our infrastructure summit, we'll have about a week or so to regain consciousness and then be ready for Casper Media's third annual Points of Light Volunteer Fair at 51 West Event Center from 4 to 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 9th. Write it down now and make your arrangements to get there. Basically, we've got 30 area nonprofits or so participating, and this is just a chance to bring everyone under one roof, the nonprofits and people looking to volunteer, and you can come and talk to the people who run these nonprofits and see if it's a fit for you. Also that day, Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods, or FUN, will be having a small booth or something along the lines. And I think they're going to do some kind of taste test, Ken, so we can maybe win some prizes there as well. I know they've got some things. So appreciate Larry Lofner and crew putting that together. And hopefully Larry will be better by then with his torn Achilles tendon. He posted a picture on Facebook last night, Ken, and I was like, yuck. I mean, that's a big deal. Achilles tendon, you know where that is, right? And then he had staples removed last week and stuff. But it must be 6 or 7 inches is his scar. That's serious stuff.
I saw him Saturday, and he's still in a wheelchair. So
yeah, yeah,
crutches. So.
He's on the no weight restriction at all. So hopefully Larry will be able. He'll be there, even if he has to roll up in a wheelchair. He'll be there. But we hope you are too at the Points of Light Volunteer Fair, 51 West Event Center on Tuesday, April 9th between Tuesday, April 9th between 4 and 7 p.m. So make sure you come down and see us. We'll all be there as well. Well, I saw this yesterday, Ken, that Donald Trump is thinking about suing or maybe investigating on a federal level Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that? Do you know anything about that?
I just know that, you know, first of all, he got all upset because the show was a repeat, you know, Saturday night this week. So.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
And he just, you know, I could get into something else, but, you know, politicians are kind of getting to the point they're getting really testy.
They got thin skin these days,
sure do. And, you know, he's getting really, you know, what's being said about them or about, and that's what the case was about Trump. He is, you know, getting a little bit tested about what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
And the saying goes, if you can't handle it, then get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, right. Well, I used to love Saturday Night Live. And even when they started becoming more liberal and bashing Trump, I still watched it just because I always watched it, but it is not what it used to be.
Well, the people aren't as good as now as what they used to be.
No,
either.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
that makes all the difference.
Yeah, and when you consider the original cast that group had, I mean, you just don't replace that kind of talent.
True, true. Gosh, who'd you have? Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, maybe? Was he in on that?
I don't think so.
No, I think he was.
You had Belushi.
Yeah, John Belushi.
Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner. Oh, man, she was great.
You had...
who was the other female?
Oh, now you're going to make me think for a second.
It's Jane Curtin.
Jane Curtin, yeah. You had Richard Pryor was there part-time.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
George Carlin, I think, was there for a little while.
I think you're right. Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal was there for a while. Of course, Whoopi Goldberg is on off and on now.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Morris.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was there. Gosh, I am drawing a blank, which makes me mad.
Well, they were the not ready for prime time actors.
Yes, the not ready for prime time players.
Yeah, players. So anyway, as Ken said, it was not even a new episode Saturday night, a repeat that featured at least one Trump sketch by Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
I think that's what...
that's what he's getting upset about.
Yeah, and it's just not that funny. You know, I mean, there's plenty to laugh at Trump, but it's just, I don't know if the writing's not the same or what.
Yeah.
But they also had, you know, I saw an article on Facebook a couple weeks ago. Somebody interviewed Johnny Carson and a couple years ago before he passed away. And they said, you know, what about how come you never took sides on politics? You know, you made fun of everybody, Democrats and Republicans. And Johnny Carson said, if you don't keep it light, you're going to alienate half your audience because there's half out there who are Republican, half Democrat.
Right.
And he said, if you don't keep it where you're offending everybody, basically. And I thought, boy, that guy, he was a pioneer now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I've always been a Johnny Carson fan.
Yep.
But anyway, Trump is thinking about, let me see exactly what it says. He's going to possibly... he's threatened to have the NBC late-night comedy series investigated by a federal agency. And the only offense he has is that they're mocking him. So I don't know if that'll hold up too much in court or not.
I doubt it.
Just a couple minutes left in the first portion of Party Line here. Again, a reminder coming up at 9 o'clock, we will have Joyce Short. She's the author. Okay, we'll be talking to her in a few minutes. She's on the line now. She's the author of 3 books on sexual assault. We'll be talking to Joyce in just about 8 minutes. Joyce, if you're on hold there and you're listening, you can hang up and call back in 8 minutes, or you can hang up and I will call you in 5 minutes, or you can just hold on the line. Either way, we're looking forward to talking to you. A couple quick things here, Ken. Let's see. I didn't have them in the right thing. Oh, yeah. Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, and Gonzaga are the number one seeds for the NCAA tournament. Have you done your brackets yet?
I'm down to a final eight.
Oh, final eight. Okay, very good. I haven't done mine yet. I saw everything last night when it came out. Blue Devils named the top overall seed in the field of 68. The number two seeds went to Michigan, Michigan State, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Big Ten led the way with a total of 8 teams making the field, but not Indiana. Both they and Butler got to the NIT, though, right?
Yeah. That's, you know, we call it the nitwit tournament this year.
Yeah. The ACC and SEC both have 7. Alabama, Indiana, TCU, Texas, and North Carolina State were among the teams that were snubbed. The first 4, Tuesday and Wednesday, in Dayton, Ohio. Purdue, did they not get that number one seed because they lost the Big Ten tournament?
No. They didn't. First of all, they didn't deserve a number one seed.
I tend to agree. They had a good season.
They got a 3 seed. I think they'll win their first one. I just don't think they'll beat Villanova in the second round.
Yeah, Nova's tough.
But I've still got I got Duke and Michigan State in the East bracket. They got Virginia and Tennessee in the South. They got Carolina and Kentucky in the Midwest. And Gonzaga, Texas Tech out West.
Texas Tech is pretty tough, and I like Virginia too. So, well, we'll see. It's fun this time of year to watch.
You know,
this.
As it turned out, the Ohio State-Indiana first-round game in the Big Ten tournament was a play-in game for the tournament.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Because Ohio
yeah.
State did get – they won the game, and they got in because of that.
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
So, I mean –
And wow! That, yeah,
and I had said it. I told you, and I told everybody else. I really thought Indiana was in until
I did too.
Until that happened.
Mm.
So
Ohio State, they was 11 seed, I think.
It does mean they're 19-14, and they're gonna. I have to get out here and look real quick who they've got, but
yeah.
I know they're not very good. I know that. I can't find where they.
So
are
so here's the question: should we do a office pool where everybody?
You can.
Chips in $5 and takes winner takes it all. I say we do that. Let me write that on a post-it note here.
You have to write on a post-it note?
Yeah, I do. Because I got a lot going on. NCAA tournament. And no money, at least on the air, will be exchanging hands. So if that IRS person is listening to me and Michael, no money is exchanging hands. Okay, one more real quick for you, Ken. The Powerball jackpot now over $500 million. Lottery officials say no one picked all 6 numbers in Saturday night's drawing. That means Wednesday's jackpot will be worth $555 million.
Ohio State's got Iowa State.
Okay.
And Iowa State just won the Big 12. They beat up on Kansas.
Yeah, they did. Yep. That's
so.
Right.
I don't think it's going to make much difference who Ohio State is. It's not very good.
Well, if I win $500,000 in Saturday night's power, it ain't going to make a bit of difference
First
to
of all,
me.
It's on Wednesday night, and second of all, you got to play to win.
True. Yeah. I would have been four days late and $500,000 short, right? Ken, thanks as always.
No problem.
All right. Thank you for joining us, too, and our sponsors as well, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.